This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kuminga has it in the front court. Terminates his dribble. Moody steps out. A little V-cut. Catches on the right wing. Pressure by Spencer. Now to Kuminga. One-on-one on Aldama. Low pass to Draymond. Left corner to Butler. Lets it go with one on the clock, and it's a three ball. Clutch shot there by Butler.
You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right.
Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
I'm waiting for him to go Laughing Monk or Righteously Brewed in San Francisco.
Has he done an interview on this station? That's what I want to crack. I want to take his radio virginity on 95.7 The Game. We did it with Macklin Celebrini. Let's do it with Jimmy. You got people.
I think he's done an interview already.
Not
in his career.
No, on the station. Let's be his first.
Listen, don't tell Jimmy Butler
how
to deal with the media.
We ask. He knows how to deal with them. Dude, he was right. Last year at the podium after game two saying him and JK could play together, like it's working.
Oh, boy.
You take your jacket off or something?
Yeah, it was hot in here.
What is that, Supersonics?
Yeah, but it's an old Supersonics.
Dude,
just another great shirt that I own. I had two of them. I gave one to Evan. Now he took it accidentally when he was housekeeping. And I said, just keep it.
Sticky fingers.
Yeah, this is the original Sonics logo. Tell me this logo isn't great. It's a great logo.
I think of Jack Sigma.
Yep, and he came a little after that.
I think
but that's
of downtown Freddie Brown.
There you go.
I think of Gus Williams.
There you go.
I think of Lenny Wilkins.
I'm supposed to ask you to please stop eating on air.
Oh, my.
Let's go to Joel in Berkeley.
Damn, cool.
Hey, Joel, how you doing?
Hey, fellas. I just wanted to point out a little thing, a little nugget that we're missing here.
Give it to me.
Will Richards again. I just wanted, because we're giving everybody flowers.
It's Richard, no S. It's
Richard. That's true. You're right. I've corrected other people on
okay,
that.
Okay, my bad.
You're right. Yeah. It is Richard. Will Richard, he picked Ja Morant clean. I just, that busted down in his defensive stance in front of Ja and took that ball without touching anything but ball. This kid is going to be a problem.
Oh,
I mean, can you imagine him and Moody and Melton all out there at the same time with their just closing down passing lanes and bugging the crap out of people? It's going to be impossible to feel comfortable on that floor.
Wow.
Putting a ball on the ground with those three dudes.
I'm with you.
I mean, they're going to be everywhere.
Man.
All right, man. I just wanted to make sure we don't miss that little Will Richard.
No, I got it, baby.
Will Richard. That's it.
Yeah. You know what he did? You know what he did there, Goo?
What?
He pulled a Jerry Del Callo.
That is I'm unfamiliar.
This guy who I played against when I was in 10th grade, he was a senior at Governor Mifflin. He got me on the exact type of steal that Will Richard made
because he
Morant. Yeah. You got to let me tell you something.
Jay Kidd did that to me at Open Gym.
Yeah, let me tell the listeners about that little crossover that John Morant got picked on. You got to be picked on. You've got to be careful when you're crossing over in front of a guy with length and I learned my lesson at probably, sophomore, junior. You got to be real careful about that, especially if a guy's got, a little more size on you. He can pick you.
But was crossing over a part of your game? I don't think it was in by then.
I didn't play in 1930. Yes, we had the crossover. We also had what we called the inside hand change. We had the spin move. I got a big ass. I was able to create a jump shot off a spin move that just...
Now, I would like to see it.
I could just get it off anytime I wanted. There you go. There's a play.
Damn, Steiny. I'm mad at you.
Speaking of which, as long as we're talking about me and my career, I just got a text from Mike Wise of the New York Times.
Come on, that's our guy.
Yeah, he wanted to know if I heard about Chris Broussard talking about media back in the day.
Get him on.
He doesn't have anything to offer.
The stuff you waste in your phone. Lake up text you during the show, but you can't get him to just come in studio.
I could. I just don't want to.
But why not?
Because it's my way of staying elevated.
What ranking are you, the metric are you looking at? Well, we are putting up numbers. You don't like what I'm, but it's true.
I hate when you say that.
But it's better than getting fired.
Well, let's go to Caleb in Newark. What's up, Caleb? How you doing? Yeah, get into some Niners before we get to Geltzy. What's up, Caleb? How you doing?
What's up?
Hey.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
Man, 3-1, baby. You know.
3-1. Hey, before we get to some Warriors talk, we gotta address the real quick.
The what?
The real.
Address the real quick.
Oh, okay. All right.
Mr. Giddings.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Mr. Giddings, how are you and the missus, man?
What?
Are you going guru on me, Caleb? What's going on here?
He's checking in on the relationship.
Yeah, how are you and the missus, man?
Still working, man. Three S's and I got you.
All good, man. All good. I'm going to mess with you for that from time to time. But look, man. Kuminga, Jonathan Kuminga. There's no doubt. He was he's the key, man. He's the key. And I've said it time and time again. You know what you're going to get from the veteran guys and the role players. Moody and Pajemski played really good yesterday. But Kuminga is, I think, if the Warriors end up winning a championship, I'm going to be honest, like, we're still a long way away from that. But if they end up winning a championship, I think in large part it's going to be because of Kuminga. That guy, he's doing everything now.
Like, man.
He's rebounding, he's scoring, he's passing, he's playing defense, he's being patient. I mean, he's balling right now.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt.
Hey, right on, Caleb.
Thanks, Caleb. Appreciate the call.
I have the baseball, and I'm trying to poke you or Evan to throw something at me, but I'm getting vibes since we're talking about the age, and this has never happened, and I get that, and I hate it. But would you have a problem through four games, prorate this now, let's just say we're in game 24, and this is the same Kuminga we get, where I likened it to a young Kawhi Leonard when he first hit before he was Kawhi, and you still had Manu, Parker, and Duncan. Would you allow this version of Kuminga to equate to a possible comp for a young Kawhi when they did it and we didn't even know, what to expect from Kawhi? I like it.
I think he can be maybe the same kind of role as Kawhi Leonard.
But no doubt.
I would.
Because at that point, he was younger than those
guys. I'm not putting Jonathan Kuminga in Kawhi Leonard's class at all.
Yeah, see, that sounds and hits different. I'm talking about early Kawhi.
They play tonight.
They do.
Wimby, God, I'm getting a jersey.
But here's the thing about Kawhi. The board man gets paid. He rebounded out of college.
Right.
The board man gets paid. Maybe you should have told that to Kuminga when he's rookie year.
I've never heard that one.
Ooh.
I think he wore a shirt that said that in college. And of course, nobody knew what it meant. And he said, well, a coach in high school or something said, board man gets paid, meaning the guy who rebounds gets paid.
Larry Smith.
No.
Me coming up, that was my guy.
Didn't Kawhi average like 13 rebounds a game at San Diego State?
Dude, his hands are humongous, man.
Thanks for reminding me.
What happened?
Here's something I didn't know. Evan Gettin, a great question. No, you actually asked it.
But you're quick to say Evan asked.
No, you did. I think you did.
We were all talking about
this yesterday, I think.
And it was, I think you said Steiny. Tell me the truth.
That's my cadence.
If you saw Pods play every game at Santa Clara,
yeah.
Would you have known that he was an NBA player?
And that was my man.
And I said, nope. I probably wouldn't have.
I probably wouldn't have.
And then Evan throws in there, he led the conference in rebounding? Pods averaged 12 rebounds a game in college?
Dude, I saw a bunch of it. Holy at least Toledo. 15 games.
I overinflated it a bit, but it was 10.
Okay.
10 Steel. Rebounds a game.
So he's been doing this. He came in the league knowing how to rebound.
Yeah.
Sonny, you remember that guy Saxon for St. Mary's?
He stinks.
Well, he's also 7 feet, but he out-rebounded him.
That's incredible.
I shouldn't say Saxon stinks. But dude, he should if he
could. You know what?
He's a college player.
I know. That's why I shouldn't say it. And we got St. Mary's in our backyard.
Yeah. Evan does the game, some of the games.
Just keep working, Saxy.
He's playing in France.
But is that a compliment? He's
graduating.
How big of a compliment is that to Pods that, you know, I think about and I saw, what's the old coach that, black coach? He was at
Nolan Richardson.
No, coached Denver. He coached
Bernie
the Kings.
Bickerstaff.
Keep going, and I took
Mike
a
Brown.
Picture. Keep going,
Keith Smart.
Gentry,
Alvin Gentry.
Yeah, he was in the game. We talked to him, Evan. But I'm just like, what's that? And I ask Evan all the time when he calls games. When you see it, do you know you see it? Like, I'm not a scout, but I never said Pa couldn't play in the league. But I never knew the degree he could have an impact and be playing alongside some of the smartest players. So that's why I always try to defend Pods when I can. But, you know, when you talk about who's the most talented youngster, it's Kuminga. And I don't believe it's close. And that's no shade at anybody. But, Steiny, I appreciated your honesty of looking at Pods.
I don't think I would have.
Even leading in rebounding and saying he could carve this niche out in the league this early. That's a compliment to him, man.
I mean, I guess I could say that, like, I liked Connect when I saw him play early in his senior year.
Why do I want to count the bucket for him? He can play. They traded him and traded him back, but Steiny, he can play. I ain't saying he's a star. So you wouldn't want Dalton Connect on the Warriors? Come on, man.
I mean, I would just because he's.
You can score.
Because I liked him in college, yeah. But how can he not be playing?
I think that's a J.J. Redick issue.
I could see that.
I'm serious. Every time I watch him, he plays the Warriors.
Are you saying that because I'm inexperienced?
So insecure.
408, Steiny, what was your go-to move? I had many of them.
Everything.
I really have a favorite.
You didn't explode, though. You didn't have explosion.
None. Zero.
I love that you admitted.
None. I'm telling you, I could rock into my jump shot off
the
spin.
So Sam Cassell,
move.
You said you were Cassell.
A little bit.
Matt Steinmetz. Oh.
Question for Steiny. Just to say, I'm having fun here today. And just to show everybody that I can laugh at myself. This is from the 510 and the Boxer and Gershon Work Injury Attorneys text line. Question for Steiny. When you played basketball, had the vertical pass been popularized yet in football?
Wow.
Yeah, they were just slinging Sammy Ball was just starting to throw it downfield.
Hey, let me give you this quick one.
Yeah.
Since you're going to the concert tomorrow. Billy Idol, White Wedding.
Yeah.
Some say that's his best song.
Yeah, a lot of people think that.
Was that McCaffrey's wedding?
That's a four.
Let me stop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
No, but can you remember that song?
Yeah. It's a nice day for a white wedding. That's about it. That's about it. Well, now we're stuck.
No, we're not. And we got Niners, too. They got to win.
So, did you hear Kyle Shanahan yesterday talking about Brock Purdy? And he said this about Brock Purdy for Sunday in New York against the Giants.
I think it's too early to say. I don't think it's a long shot, but I know he's doing better, and we'll see how he's doing Wednesday. Hopefully, if he's doing good, he'll get in some reps.
So, a little odd phrasing there, but he said it's not a long shot. So.
Does that still mean it's highly unlikely?
I think it means...
Where's highly unlikely rank with long shot?
I mean, to me...
I want to see him back, man.
Yeah, I think he's going to play.
Do you?
Yeah.
Or does that even matter moving forward, though?
Let's just say you see
another Jacksonville, or is it, I'm the quarterback, you paid me, the toe's bothering me, all right, I didn't have the best performance. I'm just, like, once he hits the field, the Mac Jones things, that ship has sailed.
What do you mean?
Once Purdy comes back,
what if he stinks?
That's what I'm asking, but he's your quarterback and he can go.
But if he stinks, then it's probably partially because of the injury, I would think.
Wow, Stoney, then.
So
I'm not saying this that Purdy's even thinking like this, but Stoney, that sounds like you're saying there's a built-in excuse for poor performance.
Well, how did you judge his first two performances this year? Do you think the injury hampered him at all?
No, because we saw the first half in Seattle before he sustained the injury, but. I got to believe, you know, Vern Glenn, when he pulled up on us and shared with us, he thought some of those passes were Cheech and Chong because of the toe, and he couldn't push off of it. Okay, I'll give you that. But, Stoney, he's been gone a while. So if you come back, what are you telling us? You're ready to go.
Yeah.
Well, I can't say if you don't have your best game or you throw a couple picks, oh, it was the toe. I guess my thing is I wouldn't run him out there if I thought that can be a reason. If he didn't play well, that doesn't mean you're healthy, to me, with this type of injury.
I mean, look, if he's out on the field, he's healthy. And if he stinks when he's out on the field, who cares if he's hurt or not? He stunk, and he might have cost you a game. You got to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not the only team trying to figure out when to activate a guy or when to put a guy on the field.
Chris M. typed this in the chat, Stoney, and why did it resonate with me? Risk management. Is there any of that with Brock as you run him out here, regardless of the surface that they're playing on in New York? The turf?
I mean...
Or is it football?
I just don't think it's this complicated.
Well, the injury is.
All right.
This might
be something. When he's healed, you play him.
But that might not be the next year.
Okay. Then you got to play with Mac Jones. Are you going to be able to survive that?
Oh, well, you have.
Right, but I mean, will you be able to get through the rest of the year if Brock Purdy doesn't come back? I'm talking about you, guru.
No, I'm just telling you. You know what I'm saying, Stoney. You got to run him out here. Like, I didn't like that you said the excuse is if he has a bad game, it must be the toe. That's a no to me. Like, no, if you're going to put yourself out there, we got to grade accordingly.
That's right. If he plays, he's healthy. And if he stinks because of the toe... It doesn't matter.
So why
he stinks
because of
if
the
he
toe.
Stinks, he stinks.
All right, right, right.
And you'll get beat.
Well, I like Mac. I just think with this offensive line's down, if they're going to do something and qualify for the playoffs and beat the Rams and the Seahawks for the second time, and Arizona's looming, Chicago, you just want to have your dude back. But Steiner, he's been out for a quick minute.
What about Pearsall?
I hope so. You know, I bet he's, I mean, I'm sure he's doing better this week than last week, but still haven't been told that he'll for sure be back. We'll have to evaluate that when we get to Wednesday.
Here's the other thing.
That is, wow, coach speak.
You do realize that coaches worry less about this crap than the fans. Like,
I want to give you the win,
Shanahan,
but when
is
it comes
not,
to the quarterback.
He's not pulling his hair out saying, I don't know. Like, he's like, can somebody tell me when Brock's ready? Then I'll put him in. Like, that, they don't.
Well, they got also so much stuff to do, but I kind of get what you're putting down. But like, when it comes to your QB, you know what I'm saying, Stoney?
I just think most coaches in the pros, if a guy's hurt and he's not there, he's out of mind. Like, today, Kyle Shanahan's probably like, okay, what do you think? What's going on with Ricky? Well, he's going to test it Wednesday, and we'll see how he feels. Okay. Well, I can't count on him right now on Tuesday, so that means I got to keep other guys in the mix. Then around Friday, it'll be like, hey, you know what? He may need another more week. Okay. Give him another week. Like, I don't think coaches pine over this stuff. They go to the doctor, they go to the player, they make a decision, and then they kind of move on.
But, hey, and you could totally be right, but you got to give me this. Because of the complicated nature of this, to me, of this injury, that's why I'm asking, what holds more weight? Brock Purdy telling coach, I'm ready to go. All right, go out there and get him. Or is there some type of science? There's no x-ray, Steiny, or MRI on the toe that's going to tell you where it's at. So that's why I'm wondering what holds more weight. Brock saying, coach, I think I'm ready to go.
It's what holds more weight is Kyle Shanahan's decision. That's what holds more weight. If he wants to, if he thinks he's ready or not. Like, here's the other thing. I'm going to assume that last week, Brock Purdy was limited.
Right.
Okay, and then we went through the week and he was still limited. Well, then he can't play. He can't play in an NFL game. All right, so maybe this week he's limited on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then on Thursday and Friday, he's like, you know what? He has a regular practice. We like the way he looked. He was rolling out.
All right.
He looked mobile. Now we put him out there.
Yeah. And I can't wait. I know it's still the stench of what happened in Houston, Stoney, but I just, I know we think differently. And you didn't say what is going to be an easy game, but just the state of with what the Niners are working with, I don't think any game is going to be this easy. And I don't expect this 10 a.m. start in New York to be easy either.
Yeah, no, I don't expect, even though they have the easiest schedule in football, I don't expect any games to be easy either because they're not a dominant football team. And by the way, yeah, I am starting to see trouble brewing with this New York Giants game.
Well, tell me why.
I'm not going to tell you why.
Evan, no?
Yes, he does.
Okay, don't
all
let...
All three of us know.
No, it's...
Did we talk about it yesterday?
Don't let... No, you just...
These things
somebody's
happen.
Like the New York Giants have a great defense.
Got to take a life man.
Kind of like the Texans.
No.
So, that's all. You want to hear something funny?
Yeah.
Did you hear this? Kyle Shanahan talking about the guys who played Sunday and their injury status.
I did not.
All right, guys. Injuries from yesterday. Sam O with an ankle. He'll be day-to-day. Jordan Elliott, ankle, day-to-day. D. Winters, knee, day-to-day. Alfred Collins, shoulder, day-to-day. And Mac Jones, knee contusion, day-to-day.
What was the funny part? I got to tell you, I don't think coaches have to do that. Go to the website. Like, he should, dude just got his ass kicked and he's got, like, that would piss me off.
Like, it is interesting the way they
let somebody else, where's Mayoko at? Just give it to him and let him tell us.
So I actually do have a question. I don't know if he'll be able to get to it.
He's not reading dog tags. Like, he's just going down the list.
And he doesn't, Evan, they just got their ass kicked.
Like, he doesn't care who plays or who doesn't. He's like, tell me who's playing and I'll devise the best game plan I can. So the Ravens on last Friday said Lamar Jackson was a full participant.
Oh,
and then on
trouble.
Saturday
it changed.
They said he wasn't.
Yeah. And hell's broken loose.
I don't understand why.
The bets, maybe if you thought Lamar, they had reported he was going to play, the money that went into that.
But they would never report he's going to play. They would just say he participated in a full practice. Then Saturday, what
well,
if he had a setback?
That report.
But what if he had a setback
well,
on
wink,
Saturday?
Wink, wink. But that you got to know, and you got to be on top of it. So the NFL, they're about to come down on him, Donnie. And think about you making a bet predicated on that report that Lamar was most likely going to play. Oh, Stein, I don't know that what? Your $10,000 bet.
We need
little change
is,
to it.
This
but,
is
yeah.
where we need to be clear. Did the Ravens say we expect him to play, or did the Ravens say he was a full participant Friday? Those are two very different things to me.
But, yeah, I'll say this, and I'm going Thor. That's the guy that had the hammer, superhero Stiney. For them to try to bring the hammer down, I got to believe they whatever was on that that is specified or may one believe that Lamar was back.
Nothing's going to happen.
Oh, dude, they're fine. Draft pick and fine.
No chance. They're not getting fined a draft pick. I say that with conviction. I have no idea.
You didn't get pizza. It was here.
I don't eat after I have my breakfast sandwich. Mm. Hey, we got Brian Geltzeiler coming up at 1 o'clock, Sirius XM NBA Radio. Tune in for Warriors Live, presented by Xfinity. Your home court advantage, brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that. That segment also brought to you by Moderna.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.